The limousine crowd in Washington. You can't believe anything they say. They sell you the globalistic notion.
Hey, good morning, America, and welcome to the Jim Guest Show. I am your host, Jim Guest, a Missouri State representative living in the northwest corner of the great state of Missouri. Once again, this program, the Jim Guest Show, is coming to you live from the heartland of America, where in many other parts of this country we're in a deep freeze. Most of the people here in the Midwest would like to see a little bit of a global warming show up here, so we have approached almost record lows for temperatures, but not quite. Snow is what hasn't been seen for many, many years. It takes some of the old timers to recall back when the snow was this deep and the roads were blocked, and I know many other parts of the country are experiencing the same thing. Here in Missouri, we started our legislative session Wednesday of this week, and because of the impending snowstorm, we had just a technical session on Thursday, and so I decided to drive home in the cold, blowing snow instead of braving the snow on Wednesday night, and I managed to get within a quarter mile of my farmhouse, and I had to walk through the snow to get there, but then we made it all right, and able to get the roads opened up for one-way traffic to get out to my district office to do our the radio program here today. And it's great to be back after the holidays and kick off the new year, and looking forward to hearing many of our listeners call in. This Sunday morning we have an open line, so it's been a while since I've had a chance to visit with many of the people around the country, so you'll have an opportunity this morning to weigh in on any particular subject that you have. I'm happy to announce that next week we will have Gerald Salenti on. He runs Trends Research Company. I've had him on a couple times before, and I've been very impressed with his ability to forecast trends and to broadcast and figure out what he thinks is coming back. His track record is very good. We have lots of people who think they want to forecast the future, stock market trends, economic trends, but then he is one of those who has been very good at that. So I contacted him, and he was glad to come back on, so you can look forward to listening to him next week. I typically do my radio program here with a headset, but I guess the cold weather must have put it on the blink since then, so we're doing this live over the phone system this morning. So this program, like I said, is the Jim Guest Show. I have once formed Lori Legislators Against Real ID a few years ago to bring a coalition of like-minded legislators together around the country to confront this growing trend of our federal government to overstep and step on the Constitution and ignore the rights and desires of the citizens around here. So we're expanding that on now to take up other issues to oppose the federal government. And we'll be talking a little bit about a lady in California who heads up the Second Amendment Committee and efforts that she's working to get the average citizens involved in contacting their legislators and making their voices heard, and at least having a presence in Washington, D.C. through your faxes and your emails and speaking out on it. So I will go into some of her comments that she's got here in a few minutes. So as we said, here in Missouri, we're getting ready to go into our legislative session like many others. So stay tuned. We will continue on with the Jim Guest Show.
I'm seeing a shining sea from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, welcome back, America, to the Jim Guest Show. This program is brought to you over the RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, the voice of freedom around this country. You can help support the RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, by purchasing their generic business cards, which shows the radio station, the RBN. They're very economical, only $8 per 100, which includes shipping. Where else can you order something that does not have extra shipping charge, handling and shipping charge attached to it? Also, get free bumper stickers. And for a time, you can get a free copy of the Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism, which I think is probably, people would say, that's where we are right now. As I said, this program is brought to you over the RBN. You can call in with your comments or questions at 1-800-313-9443. As I mentioned, we do have an open line here this morning, and we'll try and touch on those subjects that are of interest to you. Hey, good morning, Tom Ritter from St. Louis, and welcome. Glad to have you as co-hosting this program again.
Good morning, Jim. Glad to hear your voice back on the air again.
Yeah, well, we had family Christmases that had a conflict with it, had to travel to take care of those. So, you know, this time of year, we get tied up in the business and their political activities, but and we do have to take care of those family things. So, hey, I see we've already got a caller from Minnesota coming in. My program.
Thanks for taking my call, Jim.
Okay, hello, either you or I won.
Hello?
Okay, try again.
Hello?
Yes.
You can hear me?
I can hear you. A little bit faint, but I can hear you. I think it's the cold weather.
Okay, great. I was just wondering, up in your neck of the woods where you live, is there still a lot of standing corn or beans or what?
We do have some corn in the field yet. Most of it is out. There's a few scattered places, probably much better than in the northern part of the country.
I notice out here, you got a driveways, but there's still quite a bit that's in the field. And what I was wondering is, with this weather, the way it seems like a few years ago, we got this real hot spell for a couple of years, and then after that, everything just started getting cold. Like last year, we never even really had a summer. The whole year was cold. They said this year, the National Weather Service, it's supposed to be worse than last year. And what I'm trying to get at is, how does this look for the outlook of, production of crops in general, not just, like the big three or whatever, but just people growing gardens and stuff. I mean, is this like, root hog or die or what?
Well, you bring up a good point there. We talk about global warming, and I'm somewhat a skeptic of it, although I try and be open-minded and realize that we have to look farther than just in our backyard here and what the weather patterns are here in the States. But I heard the other day that we have a almost a global-wide cold temperatures this year. It's just not here. It's in Europe and Asia that they're experiencing extremely cold weather. So that's why I think I try and look at global warming on a long-term trend, and we have had cycles, and that's why I guess I don't get excited about global warming like everybody else does. We had a very mild summer, like you said there, and you touched on an issue that food production is going to become more and more important. It always is that, we think we have in certain places plenty of food, but there's lots of people who are starving worldwide here. And climate change certainly enters into it. And the problem we had this past year, we had a lack of warm weather here in the Midwest to bring the crops to full maturity here. So,
hey, Jim, to shed a little bit of light on it, the scientists that I've been following say that the sun's activity has greatly decreased for whatever reason, and that's obviously the reason for our temperatures going down. So if that continues, you're absolutely correct. And you couple that with what they're doing in California, they don't allow the farmers to have water for their crops. They can't even aerate. We could be running up on some serious food issues right here in the United States.
I'm talking to a friend at a party last night, and we're talking about water is going to be the commodity instead of probably oil in the future that's going to be in biggest demand, and there'll be more control over. As you mentioned, in the western states, there's a fight over who controls the water. Here in the Midwest, we're fighting over the control of the water down the Missouri River. Is it being held for recreation purposes up in the Dakotas? And we have environmentalists that want to have flooding in the spring for a couple fishes and a fish and a bird here, while ignoring the fact that food production should be at the top of our list. So it does all phase into it. That's why I say you can't look at a 1 or 2 year trend here to determine what's happening. I realize that you hear stories about the Arctic ice mass melting up there. It could be just going through a cycle. I'm interested to find out if it's through this winter here, if we've built back some of the ice flows or the ice cap that's up there. So,
Mike,
hey, Mike,
are
you from Missouri or Minnesota?
We have both.
I'm from Minnesota.
Okay, we have another one from Missouri on the line. Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for taking my call.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Okay, let's here and speak to another Mike. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Yes.
Enjoy your show. I didn't have much of a garden this time because of the cold weather, like he's talking about. And last week I was listening, and I got. Can you give me the contact information for Pam?
Preparednessnow.com is her website.
preparedness now, and I'd probably get to the her number and so forth off of that.
Give me a second, and I'll if you have another question, go ahead with that, and then I'll look up her information and get back with you in just a minute.
Well, you know, you bring up this part of truck gardens and individual ones doing their own effort to produce their own food, and I think that's very important that we become trying to become as much self-sufficient as you can. We, I think, fully understand so we become more and more dependent upon state government or the federal government, that we lose our individuality, we lose our rights, and we lose some of those freedoms. So there is lots of benefits to working that way and supplying as much of your own inputs as you can. There's certain things that we probably can't do, but then we can certainly do more of that.
Well, Jim, if you look at the writings of some of the people that are in control trying to do bad things to our country, they readily admit that food is going to be used as a control mechanism, not only in the United States, but worldwide. So I think one has to consider that when they're looking towards their freedoms, because if you have to get in a bread line just to get bread, you're going to have to bow down to whatever they want.
Very few people, I think, percentage-wise, know what it is to be hungry, but then we have those who, yeah, there's certain things you can probably do without oil, but you cannot do without food very long or water, and that's why it's those elements that's necessary for your survival that you have to have. You can control those or put the price controls on them. It's easy to then obviously control the masses and control the people. So,
hey, Mike, I do have Pam's email address. Would that suffice?
Thank you.
It is radiolady@preparednessnow.com.
Radiolady@preparednessnow.com. Okay.
Yeah, and certainly go to preparednessnow.com and go to her website directly. I'm not sure if I should give out her personal phone number over there or not. I don't have that clearance, so I just can get out at her email if that's all right.
I'm trying to get a hold of some like-minded people. I live pretty close to Pam, and I got her contact number and lost it all. So thank you.
Well, Mike, give your number to the board op, and then I'll get back with you and give your number to her. Is that all right?
Sure.
Very good. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you for your call, Mike. And go on here.
That Jim is following up on a show we had last week.
Okay, good.
We did a preparedness show last week, and I think that went pretty well.
Great. Yeah, being prepared, we have to do more on our own lives to get prepared for stuff. And I just wanted to back up here. I mentioned earlier in my intro to my program that I was the founder of Lori Legislators Against Real ID, and that we were successful in, I think it's 14 states to have actually passed binding legislation to reject the Real ID. Well, we had other states who passed resolutions that was to be effective on December 31st. I don't think anybody realized that it did not go into effect. And the Department of Homeland Security, I think, has given a reprieve to the states for another year or 14 months to get in line with it.
So, Jim, even though the war may not have been won, that definitely was a huge, huge win in the battle as far as our freedoms.
You bet. And, you know, I think they realized that they are defeated on this particular issue, and now they're working on issues called Pass ID and some others. But then it just goes to show that you can, when you unite around this country, the different legislators who got these bills passed to stop this, and that obviously my question would be, even if it was there, where are the states going to find the money? They don't even have enough money in most states to come up with a balanced budget, let alone putting billions and billions of dollars into a program that was not going to get the desired effect. And we can briefly talk about that in this latest terrorist attack here when we come back after our break.
Across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, welcome back, America, to the Jim Guest Show, brought to you over the RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, who helps supply broadcast voices and programs on freedom. Call tomorrow. Order your generic business cards and help support those. You can call them tomorrow morning after 9 a.m. Central Time at 1-800-724-2719. We do have an open line here this morning, a Sunday morning. If you got comments or questions, give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. Before we went to break, we were talking about the real ID, the fact that we were able to stop that program, which would have put everybody's personal information in a central data file and done nothing to stop illegals or terrorists from coming into this country. We had a scare this past couple weeks here with the Nigerian that came across here and tried to ignite the explosives that he was carrying with him. So one of our objections when this real ID came in is the fact that we have no way of verifying visas from other countries. You know, they've admitted that. They've even done showed how you can pay somebody off in another country to get a visa to enter this country. And we certainly have a flaw in our homeland security system. I, like many others, are somewhat dismayed that even though there was many mistakes made, that no one's being held accountable for it, no one is losing their jobs. It's we could have, close to 300 people could have lost their lives because of a people not doing their job, but yet nothing is being, no actions being taken on that. So, it to me, we are get those who are protecting their turf instead of making somebody accountable for this.
Yeah, there was some very interesting points that came out of that, and one of the things was is when they took the terrorist off the aircraft, they kept the other passengers on the aircraft for several hours. So if there were other bombs on this aircraft, they would have been exposed to that. You know, it's ridiculous. Even at the low level, how much incompetency or what the real situation is. You have to be very skeptical about these situations.
Yeah, you know, we've got these whole body scanners, that a few of those now, and they're going to order many more of them. But my question we'll have, are we going to put everybody through these body scanners, the 80-year-old grandmothers, those who are on business trip, those who you would have about a, you know, that they are not a threat? You know, we keep saying we cannot profile, but let's look at their record. Let's look at those who have acts of terrorism against this country, and look at the profile that fit them, and put them under closer scrutiny. And, you know, you talk about the additional delays, you know, when you try and put everybody through it when it's absolutely not necessary, you're going to cause additional delays for those travelers that want to go through it. So at some point, even national security, I question how much common sense we're using there in trying to put those people who need to be scanned and everything to go through this. So,
yeah, and there are several issues there as far as privacy. I've heard, and I haven't seen the actual pictures, but I've heard they actually go to the detail where you can see a mole on somebody's body. So if you see that kind of detail, it's obvious you're going to see other details. And then the other issue is the radiation that you're exposed to. It may not affect the average traveler that travels once or twice a year, but these poor pilots and stewardesses and such that do it every day, you know, they're getting a chest x-ray every day.
You know, we always tend to overreact on some of the things. Obviously, we need to react on what happened here, but then to overreact and, you know, like I said, put everybody through additional security here and make everybody take their shoes off, you know. I think if you have people who are trained, and I say if they are trained, to monitor the people getting on the planes and do some more pre-flight screening, you don't have to subject the people that you should be trained enough to know which people might be suspect and those who don't.
Well, I think Ron Paul offered a solution where you as a person get a ID with the airline company that you're traveling with and get pre-screened, so you don't have to deal with this stuff at the airport and all this nonsense about these, whether they're legitimate or not legitimate terrorists. You know, there's a lot of wag-the-dog stuff going on here, but I think there's very good solutions besides what they're trying to implement here that basically are going to condition us to just succumb to whatever they want to do.
Yeah, you can take a family going on a vacation trip, going to Disney World or someplace. You know, are you going to put them through these whole body scanners and treat those as high level terrorist suspects? You know, I think there's ways to get around this and expedite that. And those people who, you know, if they are foreigners, you know, I'm not sure. They'll always bring up the argument that we could have some domestic terrorists here, which is possible, but then or homegrown terrorist. But there's a certain profile that you can pick those out to go through. So
what are you going to get accomplished in the legislative this year, Jim? What's the agenda for Missouri?
Like many other states here, Missouri is facing a shortfall of revenue. That's no surprising. Ours is not near as great as other states. We've had to make some, our governor's had to make some reductions here in the past budget, and that, of course, is the number one item. And like probably every other state, the way to turn this around is to generate more jobs. And we will talk about our plan of attack here in Missouri when we come back from our break.
From Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, welcome back, America, to the Jim Guest Show as we continue on with our open line, open subjects here this morning prior going to the break. Co-host Tom Renner is asking me what we're going to do in Missouri, and not only here, but like the federal government, balancing a budget. Balancing a budget, that'd be something new for the federal government to take up. Most states have a requirement to have a balanced budget. See, and here in Missouri, we must have a balanced budget, which means we have to cut expenses to meet the revenue. And our revenues for this fiscal year are down about 7.5%, and that's below a drop the previous year. So as most of our households know, to balance a budget, you have to make some cuts in your spending, and that's what we're doing here. So that will be one of our top items. Another issue that we have coming up this year is going to be ethics reform. And we'll talk about that briefly here. And part of the success in any particular legislature is getting the people involved. And speaking of getting people involved, we got a caller on the line, Michael from Guest Show. Mike?
Hi. Jim, good morning. This is Michael Mickelson.
Yes, Michael.
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to encourage people to come out to Jeff City this Wednesday for the state sovereignty rally and ask you about that if you're looking forward to that.
A state sovereignty rally. Hey, that sounds like a great thing. Wouldn't it be great to have sovereignty in other states and states' rights? And, you know, you talk about getting involved with it. If you want to make a difference in your particular state, you know, you get involved. You know, we keep talking about it, but from a legislator standpoint, I can tell you when I have people come by my office, when I have people calling me or sending me emails, you know, I have to listen to those people who elect me, and that's what we're supposed to do, is do the will of the people, not the will of the individual who is elected there. So part of the success that I had last year was people volunteering like you and others coming to the Capitol, walking the halls, getting signatures on bills or resolutions, and making a difference.
Yeah, I'm absolutely looking forward to coming out to the state legislature more and getting to know my representatives. I was last Tuesday, I was in Jeff City for a citizen lobbyist training that was being put on by the Eagle Forum, and it was great hearing some of the legislators and senators. And it sounds like the state sovereignty movement is going to be very successful this legislative session, and there's a lot of legislators on board, so that's great to see.
Good. Like I said, I can't emphasize enough how much of an impact that makes is for people to come to a legislator's office and give them their viewpoint. You know, there's certain protocol you use. You know, people that come in and demand changes to be made are probably not going to get a very receptive ear. But then most legislators, I think, like to hear from their constituents or from others, because we are supposed to be a representative form of government, which means we're supposed to represent the people who elect us from either our district or our congressmen are also supposed to be represented. They're supposed to represent the views from us, and our U.S. senators are supposed to be that way, but I heard an interesting point yesterday. Wanted to get rid of the 17th Amendment, getting back to the congressmen being representatives of the people, the senators being representatives of the state, and accountable to the people there. So that's the way this our government was set up originally, and I know there is a movement, somewhat limited, to get a repeal of the 17th Amendment, but then it takes a little education to make the people understand why that would be good in the long run. So,
Michael, speaking of a movement, are you involved with the Liberty Project, Liberty Restoration Project?
I'm very involved with Campaign for Liberty and Hope for America Coalition, and also the Americans for Conservative Training and several other groups. I go to a lot of different groups meetings, and I'm very involved in the Tea Party movement that's going on here in Kansas City.
Now, there's another great group there you're probably aware of, is the Liberty Restoration Project in Kansas City, and I think they're the actual host of that event in Jeff City, aren't they? Or are they one of the hosts?
I'm not sure. I know there's a Missouri State Sovereignty organization that's I think is the main organizer for that rally.
Well, that's tremendous work, and I appreciate and applaud everybody in the state of Missouri. We are making a difference in Missouri, and I hope other states follow our lead. We're not necessarily the leader in it, but we're definitely one of the main fighters in the state sovereignty movement.
Absolutely.
Okay, hey Michael, I look forward to seeing you down at the Capitol Wednesday, and thank you for calling in. You talk about making a difference. On the national news the other evening, I talked about they had a short segment on the Tea Party movement and the fact that some people probably early on downplayed that. But they were talking about different states around the country where the Tea Party protests, the independents, and, you know, that's from both parties, are fed up with what's going on and how they are getting different legislators to step down and getting replacement, getting people to run for office who want to make a difference. And I think one of them they talked about was in the state of Florida. So, it's time for a movement to get our legislators to pay attention to the people out there and to listen to them. And, the Tea Party or the tax protest is more than that. It's just the fact that we have got legislators who are ignoring the Constitution, and it's sort of hopefully a wake-up call to them. So, I see we got a caller from Arkansas, Jerry, that's calling. Welcome to the program, Jerry, and thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. 2 weeks ago I was called about when Tom Ritter was on your show, and he asked a question about driver's license.
Yeah.
Would you entertain asking that question again?
Yeah, this is Tom, and I was curious.
I'm having a real hard time hearing you. Can somebody turn the volume up, please?
Okay, this is Tom, and what I was asking about, for those that don't want to participate in the Real ID or the Pass ID, what are the options as far as still traveling freely without a state-issued driver's license?
All right, I'm still having a real hard time hearing you. Is there any way someone can turn the volume up, please?
Jerry? Jerry's coming in loud and clear. I'm not sure whether it's a Tom's in. Can you hear me okay, Jerry?
I can hear you okay, but I have to get close to the phone.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll try to offer to you, yes, there are individuals like me, and my name is Jerry Kirk, and I live in Searcy County, Arkansas. And I think it's appalling when people call in and don't give their name, first and last name. You can't assign positive credibility to them. With respect to the driver's license, it's a failure of the individuals to read the law and understand that they're in a motor vehicle. And when you're in a motor vehicle, you are indeed driving. And indeed, it is a privilege. When an individual is in a private conveyance and has established the characteristics of their status as required by the United States Supreme Court, you are not subject to the commercial laws. And I have been doing this for over 10 years, and I receive no harassment at any level of law enforcement, that is city, county, state, or federal. In addition, you had mentioned about premise ID. When one establishes the characteristics of their status, of which I have done, and I have notified the governor of our state and his successors and the president of the United States about premise ID, they don't bother me. But it's the failure of individuals to understand definitions, and they want to say, for example, in the United States Code, it defines a motor vehicle, and then go blah, 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 and use for commercial purposes. So individuals say, well, I'm not using it for commercial purposes. No, you can't change the definition of the unit. And when individuals use the term like sovereignty of a state, being an individual state such as Arkansas or Missouri, just take and go back and do a carousing of how many times over the last 5 years the Attorney General for the state of Missouri or state of Arkansas issues a memorandum to the governor and to the legislature, we must change this certain state law to be in compliance with federal law. There is no sovereignty of individual states. There is no sovereignty of individuals. The U.S. Supreme Court has said, yes, there's sovereignty of individuals because they got it from the Treaty of Paris, 1873. Well, that sovereignty came from the King of England. And it mentions in there that gets his sovereignty from the Pope in Rome. So when you claim that you're sovereign, you're claiming your sovereignty under the Whore of Babylon. There is only one sovereign in this entire universe, and that is the only begotten Son of the Father, the Christ. And all other uses of the word sovereign are erroneous. It is a figment of people's imagination. And it takes work to do this stuff because we've been lied to all of our lives. It was a tremendous eye-opening experience in 1990 for me to find out that the Constitution was a complete and total fraud. The corporate charter known as the United States of America was registered in London, England, 6 months prior to the Constitutional Convention. I wrote with a retired judge in late 89, all 13 of the original colonies. And we asked for the enabling legislation to have a constitutional convention. There is none. The enabling legislation was strictly to amend the Articles of Confederation. That's it. There was never anything. And when you follow the rest of those rules, which any one of you or your listeners can do what I did in 90 and a retired judge, you will find out that the entire Constitution is complete fraud. It's rather simple when you take a look at it from the state point of view. Read Article 1, Section 1, Sentence 1 of the United States Constitution. It says, all legislative power shall be vested in Congress, consisting of a House and a Senate. Now, when you have a glass of water, it's full to the top, put one more drop in it, and a drop comes out, that's called full. That's all. If all legislative power has been given to the states, what's left over to the federal government? What's left over for the states?
But isn't there another article that defines the jurisdiction?
States agree to this. We go to Article 9, Amendment 9, Amendment 10. Says clearly, all powers not delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states and the people. Everything was given to Congress.
No,
it's complete
only
total fraud.
Only limited powers were given to the federal government.
Well, they gave all legislative powers to them.
But is that just over their jurisdiction, which is the 10 square miles, Jerry?
Where does it say that, sir?
I don't know.
In Article 1, never says that. It says all legislative powers should be vested here.
What is their jurisdiction, though?
Their jurisdiction is the entire territory of the United States, and has been. It's the cause of the Civil War.
Well, why do people make the argument that their jurisdiction is the D.C. area?
Well,
is that a false argument?
People have not read and studied. They haven't gone into the law library. They haven't read every U.S. Supreme Court case from day one. I have.
Hmm.
You know, I used to get criticized back in the 80s and 90s. Lawyers would come into the law library and say, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm reading the cases."
So,
you can't study law that way.
Reading between the lines, then we are all slaves of the entities over in Europe. So how do we resolve this? Is all hope lost?
No, sir. No hope is lost ever for any man that has eyes and ears.
All right.
We remove ourselves from their jurisdiction and go squarely under jurisdiction of the Father's laws and His only begotten Son. We use book, chapter, and verse on them. That's
Mosaic
what I do.
Law and then common law.
No, sir.
No.
Read the United States Supreme Court. There is no common law in the United States except what from the understanding of England. Now, you may plead in state court, and you may plead in federal court, which I have done, under common law, and it throws them in a real titty. Jurisdiction is determined from the pleadings. People walk in the courtroom. They don't even know how to fill out page one. It's a problem is that I understand the tone of people. I understand how upset they are. I understand they want to do something. But when you fail to follow the Father's law, you are in government. Government is designed to be the whipping stick of the Lord. When you turn from Him, we can go back to the book of Samuel. The people arguing, "We want a king, we want a king." Samuel's telling them, "You don't want a king." They keep arguing. The Lord says, "Give them a king." And they will enslave their children, will raise your taxes, and on and on and on. Government is the stick the Lord uses to wake you up and bring you back to His laws.
Well, we probably have a difference of opinion here. I think that I don't believe that the Constitution is a fraud, as you referred to it earlier here. I think
if you would do the research, sir, I'm sure that you would have a different opinion.
Well, I've done some research, obviously probably not as much as you, but I think that the Constitution is valid, and it's what this country is supposed to be governed by, the rules there. So I do appreciate your call coming in, Jerry. We have some others. And,
all right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And hopefully someday you'll write your individual 13 colonies.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. As always, we have people with differing viewpoints, and they are obviously right now free to express those, which is obviously the foundation of this country, the right freedom of speech, which we must protect as one of those basic rights of the Bill of Rights. Hey, a good friend of mine in Kansas City is on the line, Sergey. I've had him times earlier there. Sergey is somebody who probably maybe more than most of us appreciates freedom, having lived in Russia for many years before coming to this country. Good morning, Sergey, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Representative. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, yes.
Jim, I would like to ask you the question about that. If you wrote any piece of legislation, become the sponsor or co-sponsor of other legislation in this current legislation, would you please...
Sergey, can you speak up a little bit? I'm having trouble catching all of your conversation.
I would like to ask you, if you wrote any piece of legislation, become the sponsor or co-sponsors of others, pieces of legislation in this current session?
I'm working on some, yes. One of my top pieces of legislation will be a resolution, and there's people who say resolutions are non-binding, that says that we in Missouri are going to take back the powers of the 10th Amendment, that we have all those rights and powers that's not delegated to the federal government. I think I've got even more support than I had last year. We got it through the House, so...
Oh, you're referring to the 10th Amendment, state rights?
Yes, the 10th Amendment. And, hey, hang on there. We're coming up on the break. We'll finish it right after then.
From sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, welcome back, America, to the Jim Guest Show. We've got a few minutes left in our program here this morning. And Sergey from Kansas City was calling in. Yes, I do have a resolution that I will be filing that says we in Missouri are going to retake the powers in the 10th Amendment and that asking the federal government to cease and desist all of their unfunded mandates and their ignoring of the Constitution. So that's one of my top priorities. I will also be introducing a bill to prohibit the microchipping or implanting of a chip into anyone without their permission.
So. Jim, are you referring to the HCR 13 House Concurrent Resolution?
Yes, it was HCR 13 House Concurrent Resolution.
Which
it will
was,
have a new number this year, though.
Okay. So every session that resolution will have a different number if it didn't pass in the previous.
Up in some states where they have 2 years, and their numbers carry over. Here in Missouri, we start anew, so there'll be new numbers. If a bill is refiled, it will have a new number. So it will be similar to HCR 13. It'll be a little bit stronger language. So.
Oh, that's good. We need that. And I'd like to make a little comment on that real ID legislation. You,
yes.
When you spoke earlier before the break, you were referring to HB 361,
yes.
House bill, which passed in our state.
That's true, yes, and
okay.
Signed by the governor.
All right. Well, that's all I have.
Okay, very good.
You.
Hey,
thank
Jim,
you very much. Keep fighting for the freedom. Keep doing what you have been doing. It was really nice to talk to you.
Okay. Thank you, Sergey.
Hey, Jim, I'd like for Jerry to call back to the board op and give him his contact information. I'd like to talk to Jerry offline a little bit more if Jerry could call in.
Okay. Jerry Kirk from Arkansas, if you would call in here after our program is off and give us your name, Tom Ritter would like to discuss your viewpoints a little bit more.
And it looks like we have George from Texas online.
Hanford, California. She is head of the Second Amendment Committee. She has 5 pages of where she has read through the House health care bill and all of the things that are wrong with it, and I know that there's lots wrong with it. We probably do need some health care reform, so... For you listeners out there, call your congressman and ask them to reject this health care bill that's being pushed through that. And that's, I know some people would say it's a political victory, but let's go back and start with a new common sense bill. So I'm going to put a plug in for her and all the work that she has done. So real quick here, George from Texas, we've got a couple minutes.
How you doing, Jim?
Doing well.
You know, the thing is... Deborah Medina, she's going to be in a debate with Rick Perry and Kay Bailout Hutchinson. I mean, and the thing is, if Deborah Medina wins the governorship, that's going to have national ramifications. If Oklahoma, the Senator Brogdon.
Randy Brogdon, yes.
Yes. If he wins the governorship, that's going to have national ramifications because... these are 10th Amendment governors, and we might be able to avert a food crisis as, like these governors tell the farmers produce.
Yeah. Hey, we're running out of time, George. We'll try and talk with you more next week. Yes, if Randy Brogdon gets elected, if Rand Paul gets elected, we're going to have a new step up here. Hey, next week we'll have Gerald Celendi on. We'll talk about his prediction of where this country is heading economically. So... be a great program. Be sure you tune in. Thanks for listening this morning. This is the Jim Guest Show, and have a good week. Good morning, America.
With recent internet